This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language bi-iznillahi ta'ala with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 33, the second last lesson, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we've already read through the passage. We've familiarized ourselves with the passage, the dialogue between the teacher, the students, and we were introduced to the matter of the noon of emphasis, noon at-tawkeed, the noon of emphasis, insha'Allah. Wallahi la anshuranna al-islam, wallahi I will spread Islam fi baladi, la anshuranna, anshuranna, that noon there with the shadda, this is called the noon of tawkeed. It is used to show emphasis. Somebody says, wallahi la ashrabanna al-ma'a, wallahi la ashrabanna al-ma'a, wallahi I will drink the water. The noon of tawkeed, the noon of emphasis. We have the heavy noon of emphasis, and this is the one which is usually used. And then we also have another which is called the noon of tawkeed, al-khafifa, al-khafifa, the light noon of tawkeed. Example, ukhrujan, ukhrujan, that noon at the end is a noon of tawkeed. Also similar, the lines of poetry that we went through in our previous majlis, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while they were digging up the trench, during the period they were preparing for the battle of the trench. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا فَأَنْزِلًا, that noon, noon of tawkeed, but it's the light type of noon of tawkeed, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, let us get cracking bi-iznillahi ta'ala from where we left off. And so we begin, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, tamareen, the exercises. So we've read through the passage, masha'Allah, we've familiarized ourselves with this noon of tawkeed. Further details will be coming now, insha'Allah. Tamareen. They state, La tahsabanna, La tahsabanna, that do not think, La tahsabanna, hadihi noon at-tawkeed al-thaqeela, this is the heavy type of noon at-tawkeed. Walit-tawkeedi noonun ukhra, there's also another type of noon of emphasis, wahiya noon at-tawkeed al-khafifa, the light type of noon of tawkeed. Example, فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned while they were preparing the trenches, فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا, and so send down upon us sakina, send down upon us tranquility. Upon who? Upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. Excellent. Then they state, أحكام آخر الفعل المؤكد بالنون, the ending of the verbs which have been emphasized using this noon. So now all of the rules related to that. How do we end off the verb which has the noon of توكيد attached to it? They state for us, number one, إذهب. So, idhab ya Muhammad. You're ordering somebody to go. Idhab ya Muhammad. Idhab, idhab. Go, 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 O Muhammad. Now, if you want to emphasize this, go, O Muhammad, we would say, idhabanna ya Muhammadu. Idhabanna ya Muhammadu. You wouldn't just say, idhab ya Muhammadu. Idhab ya Muhammadu means go, O Muhammad, but you want to emphasize the matter. So you would say, idhabanna ya Muhammadu, idhabanna ya Muhammadu. And they state, yubna akhiruhu ala al-fatha, that the ending, it ends off with the fatha. Idhabanna, idhabanna, masha'Allah. Now the opposite, لا تذهب يا محمد, don't go O Muhammad. لا تذهب يا محمد, لا تذهب يا محمد. You want to emphasize this prohibition. You want to emphasize that he must not go. How would we do that? Add the noon of توكيد, the heavy noon of توكيد. We would say, لا تذهبن يا محمد, لا تذهبن يا محمد, لا تذهبن يا محمد. جميل ما شاء الله. Number three there, تذهب, أنت تذهب, you are going, أنت تذهب, أنت تذهب إلى المسجد كل يوم, you go to the masjid every day, أنت تذهب إلى المسجد كل يوم, you go to the masjid every day, you're speaking to Ilyas in front of you, أنت تذهب إلى المسجد كل يوم, يا إلياس. How would we emphasize this? We would say, تذهبن, أنت تذهبن, أنت تذهبن إلى المسجد كل يوم يا إلياس. أنت تذهبن إلى المسجد, تذهبن إلى المسجد. ما شاء الله. جميل. The next one. So now we are talking about اذهبوا. We are ordering a group, not just one guy in front of you, but rather a whole group of them, all the students in front of you. اذهبوا, اذهبوا يا طلاب, اذهبوا يا طلاب. You are ordering all of the students in front of you to go. اذهبوا. جميل. Now emphasize this matter. اذهبن. اذهبن يا طلاب, اذهبن يا طلاب, اذهبن يا طلاب. You want to say to them in front of you, don't go, remain here, don't go. لا تذهبوا, لا تذهبوا, لا تذهبوا إلى السوق, لا تذهبوا إلى السوق, don't go to the marketplace. لا تذهبوا إلى السوق يا طلاب. Now emphasize that sentence. لا تذهبن إلى السوق, لا تذهبن إلى السوق يا طلاب, لا تذهبن إلى السوق يا طلاب, لا تذهبن إلى السوق يا طلاب. Don't go to the marketplace, O students. And in English, maybe we're going to add a few more words to the sentence to indicate the emphasis. But in Arabic, once you see that noon of توكيد there, you understand that the sentence has been emphasized. Example, لا تذهبن إلى السوق يا طلاب. We understand it's emphasized. But in English, we probably need to add a few more words. So we would say that do not go to the mall, do not go to the marketplace, O students, and maybe add a few exclamation marks to indicate the emphasis in the statement. Then the third one there, تذهبون, أنتم تذهبون, you people are going, أنتم تذهبون إلى السوق, أنتم تذهبون إلى السوق, you people are going to the marketplace, أنتم تذهبون إلى السوق, أنتم تذهبون إلى السوق كل يوم, that you people go to the marketplace every day, أنتم تذهبون إلى السوق كل يوم. ما شاء الله. So we've covered in the alif, you are speaking to one male, second person sitting, standing in front of you. And then ba, we covered that you are speaking to a group of males or a mixed group. They are in front of you, second person. Jim. Now we are speaking to one female. Ya Sumayya idhabi, ya Sumayya idhabi, idhabi, ya Sumayya idhabi, ya Sumayya. Go, O Sumayya. You want to emphasize it. اذهبن يا سمية, اذهبن يا سمية, اذهبن يا سمية. جميل. So when you read the sentence, you understand, well, they're speaking to one female, one Sumayya. So what's this noon all about? MashaAllah, it registers in your mind that this is emphasis. We are emphasizing this matter upon Sumayya. اذهبن يا سمية, اذهبن يا مريم. جميل. Now you're ordering her not to go. لا تذهبي, لا تذهبي. Simple, easy. لا تذهبي يا سمية, لا تذهبي يا سمية. And now you want to emphasize this prohibition. لا تذهبن يا سمية, لا تذهبن يا سمية, لا تذهبن يا سمية, لا تذهبن يا سمية. ما شاء الله. And then the third category here, and the third one, أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. Present tense that you go, O Sumayya, to the marketplace every day. أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. Emphasize this now. أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. So the husband, he says to his wife, أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. أنت تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. You go to the marketplace every day. أنتي تذهبين إلى السوق كل يوم. ما شاء الله. Dal, now we are speaking to two individuals. اذهبا. Both of you go. Ordering both of them to go. اذهبا. اذهبا إلى السوق. يا محمد ويا مريم. اذهبا إلى السوق يا محمد ويا بلال. اذهبا إلى المسجد يا بلال ويا إلياس. جميل. Emphasize it. اذهباني إلى المسجد. اذهباني إلى المسجد يا بلال ويا أحمد. اذهباني إلى المسجد يا بلال ويا أحمد. جميل. Opposite now, prohibiting them. لا تذهبا إلى السوق. لا تذهبا إلى السوق. لا تذهبا إلى السوق. لا تذهبا إلى الفصل. لا تذهبا إلى الفصل. Both of you do not go to the classroom. Emphasize it. لا تذهباني إلى السوق. لا تذهباني إلى الفصل. لا تذهباني إلى المدرسة. You are emphasizing this prohibition, mashallah. And the next one, you are speaking to them. أنتما تذهباني. Both of you are going. أنتما تذهباني إلى السوق كل يوم. That both of you go to the marketplace every day. أنتما تذهباني إلى السوق كل يوم يا محمد ويا إلياس. Both of you go to the marketplace every day. Emphasize this. أنتما تذهباني إلى السوق كل يوم. أنتما تذهباني إلى السوق كل يوم. أنتما تذهباني إلى السوق كل يوم. ما شاء الله. The next one. ها. Here now we are speaking to a group of females. So second person, they are in front of you. You are speaking to a group of females. اذهبنا يا أخوات. اذهبنا يا أخوات. اذهبنا يا أخوات. اذهبنا إلى المسجد يا أخوات. You are ordering this group of females in front of you to go to the masjid. اذهبنا يا أخوات إلى المسجد. اذهبنا إلى المسجد يا أخوات. Excellent. Emphasize that sentence. اذهبناني. اذهبناني. اذهبناني إلى المسجد يا أخوات. اذهبناني إلى المسجد يا أخوات. اذهبناني إلى المسجد يا أخوات. Excellent. Opposite, you are saying to them that do not go to such and such a place. يا أخوات لا تذهبن إلى السوق. يا أخوات لا تذهبن إلى السوق. Oh sisters, do not go. All of you do not go to the marketplace. يا أخوات لا تذهبن إلى السوق. Emphasize it. يا أخوات لا تذهبناني إلى السوق. يا أخوات لا تذهبناني إلى السوق. Again. يا أخوات لا تذهبناني إلى السوق. Excellent. And the third one here. أنتن تذهبن إلى السوق كل يوم. أنتن تذهبن إلى السوق كل يوم. That you people go to the marketplace every day, يا أخوات. أنتن تذهبن إلى السوق كل يوم, يا أخوات. You emphasizing it. أنتن تذهبناني إلى السوق كل يوم, يا أخوات. ما شاء الله. And the last one, which is wow. These are to do with the verbs which are the fi'l naqis, defective type of verbs. Imshi, imshi, walk. Imshi ya Muhammad. Imshi, imshi, imshi ya Muhammad. Imshiyanna, imshiyanna, imshiyanna ya Muhammadu. La tansa, do not forget. La tansa ya Muhammad. La tansa ya Muhammad. لا تنسين يا محمد، لا تنسين يا محمد. أدعو أدعو make دعاء. You're ordering somebody to make دعاء. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك. That call to the path of your رب. أدعو أدعو. جيد. And to emphasize this would be أدعونا أدعونا أدعونا. Excellent. ما شاء الله. Now they give us an exercise. أكد الأفعال الآتية بنون التوكيد الثقيلة. The following verbs, they want us to add the noon of توكيد, the heavy noon of توكيد upon them. So they give us number one. أخرج 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 يا محمد. أخرج يا محمد. Get out. Go out, O Muhammad. أخرج يا بلال. Go out, O Bilal. So change that to the emphasized type of verb with the noon of توكيد. أخرجن أخرجن يا محمد. أخرجن يا محمد. أخرجن يا محمد. أخرجن يا محمد. Next one. أدخلوا أدخلوا. That we are saying to all of these guys here, enter, or a mixed group of people. أدخلوا. Enter, all of you allowed now to enter. أدخلوا. Emphasize that. أدخلن أدخلن أدخلن. Excellent. اجلسي يا فاطمة. اجلسي يا فاطمة. Sit, O فاطمة. اجلسي turns to اجلسن 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 يا فاطمة. اجلسن يا فاطمة. Excellent. اشربا اشربا. Both of you drink. اشربا يا بلال ويا محمد. اشربا اشربا becomes اشرباني اشرباني يا محمد ويا بلال. اشرباني يا محمد ويا بلال. جميل. اكتبنا اكتبنا اكتبنا. You are ordering a group of females. اكتبنا اكتبنا. جميل. Emphasize that. اكتبناني 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 يا أخوات. اكتبناني يا أخوات. جميل. اجري اجري. What does اجري mean? اجري means to run. So you're ordering somebody to run. So اجري, emphasize this. اجرينا اجرينا يا محمد. اجرينا يا محمد. اجرينا يا بلال. جميل. Next one. لا تبكي. Do not cry. لا تبكي لا تبكي لا تبكي يا سليمان. لا تبكينا يا سليمان. لا تبكينا يا سليمان. لا تبكينا يا سليمان. Excellent. ما شاء الله. The next one. لا تشكو لا تشكو. Do not complain. لا تشكو لا تشكو يا سليمان. لا تشكو يا سليمان. لا تشكون يا سليمان. لا تشكون يا سليمان. لا تشكون يا سليمان. And the next one. تفتحون أنتم تفتحون تفتحون. Second person, you're speaking to a group of males or a mixed group. تفتحون تفتحون أنتم تفتحون. جميل. Emphasize that. أنتم تفتحون أنتم تفتحون تفتحون تفتحون. Excellent. ما شاء الله. Next one. أحفظ. I memorize. أحفظ أحفظ. And we add the noon of توكيد to that. أحفظ becomes أحفظن 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 أحفظن. Excellent. Memorize. Next one. تسافراني تسافراني. The two of you. تسافراني تسافراني becomes تسافراني تسافراني. We're adding that shadda on the noon. تسافراني. Excellent. تشربين تشربين. أنت تشربين الماء. You are drinking water, يا مريم. أنت تشربين الماء, يا مريم. So emphasize that. أنت تشربين الماء. أنت تشربين الماء. أنت تشربين الماء, يا مريم. جميل. تضربن تضربن تضربن. This is to do with a group of females. أنتن تضربنا أنتن تضربنا. That you all are hitting. أنتن تضربنا. So emphasize this. أنتن تضربناني أنتن تضربناني أنتن تضربناني أنتن تضربناني excellent one more time أنتن تضربناني الكرسي that you all are hitting the chair أنتن تضربناني المكتبة the desk أنتن تضربناني المكتبة last one لا تخرجوا do not exit all of you do not exit لا تخرجوا change that emphasize that لا تخرجن لا تخرجن لا تخرجن excellent ما شاء الله Exercise number two, مواضع توكيد الفعل بالنون. فعل أمر يجوز توكيده مطلقا. فعل أمر, command, where you are ordering somebody to do something, all of the فعل أمر, you can emphasize them with the noon of توكيد. يجوز توكيده مطلقا. Example, اخرجن, اخرجن, جميل. As for the فعل مضارع, So, فعل أمر, no problem at all. You can add the noon of توكيد. As for the فعل مضارع, they state, يجوز توكيده إذا كان طلبيا. That it is allowed for you to add the noon of توكيد to it if it is طلبي, as we will see in the examples, inshallah. ولا تحسبن الله. And do not think that Allah غافلا is unaware عما about what يعمل about what does the ظالمون. And do not think that Allah is unaware of what the ظالمون do, what the oppressors do. So here, تحسبن, تحسبن. It's a فعل مضارع, and we have the noon of توكيد attached to it. That do not think that Allah is unaware of what the criminals get up to. با ليجلسن كل واحد في مكانه. ليجلسن. فعل مضارع ليجلسن كل واحد في مكانه that let everyone sit in their place nobody should move around everyone should sit where they are supposed to be seated ليجلسن كل واحد في مكانه أتسافرن وأنت مريض أتسافرن وأنت مريض are you traveling when you are ill when you are sick أتسافرن وأنت مريض are you traveling when you are ill And the last one, هَلَّا تَجْتَهِدَنَّ فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانُ هَلَّا تَجْتَهِدَنَّ That why don't you exert yourself, study hard, فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانُ For indeed the examination is close. هَلَّا تَجْتَهِدَنَّ فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانُ تَجْتَهِدَنَّ Has the noon of توكيد attached to it, والحمد لله. So these are examples of the فعل مضارع, and it is permissible, not an obligation, it is permissible for us to add the noon of توكيد to it. فعل أمر, we did before, it's also permissible to add the noon of توكيد to it. والحمد لله. Then the author states, number three, توكيده قريب من الواجب. It's almost like an obligation to do the توكيد, add that noon of توكيد. When? إذا وقع بعد إما الشرطية. If our verb comes after the إما of شرطية, of condition. وهي إن أكدت بما الزائدة. If you also have the ما الزائدة, the extra ما. Example, إما, so the إما, إما يبلغن, إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف. Allah musta'an. That if they reach old age, إما يبلغن, reaching old age, عندك الكبر, reaching old age, either one of them or both of them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا And then do not say to both of them, don't say to them, أُف. أُف meaning that I am like tired, I'm fed up, I am sick of this, etc. Don't say these words. Allah musta'an. جيد. And so this is the case where it is like almost wajib. And then number three, where it is an obligation, it is compulsory to have the noon of توكيد. يجب توكيده إذا وقع جوابا للقسم. If it comes as a جواب of the قسم. So we have like an oath, and then this comes as the جواب of the قسم. وذلك بثلاثة شروط. But there are three conditions. Number one, أن يكون مثبتا. They must be affirmative. مستقبلا. To do with the future. غير مفصول عن لام الجواب بفاصل, that it must be attached to the lam of the جواب. Example, وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم, وتالله, وتالله, and so there's the قسم here, وتالله لأكيدن, it's affirmative, it's to do with the future, and the lam is attached to it, and so we must have the noon of توكيد here. وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم, and so Ibrahim عليه السلام swears an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will plot and plan against the idols. وتالله لأكيدن, كيد, plotting and planning, لأكيدن أصنامكم, against you people's idols. ولا يجوز توكيده إذا فقد أحد هذه الشروط, but if any of these conditions are not met, then it's not permissible to have the noon of توكيد. Example, والله لا أخرج, والله لا أخرج, والله لا أخرج. جيد. And so here we cannot put the noon of توكيد, والله لا أخرج. جميل. Because this is negation. والله لا أخرج لكونه منفيا. It's negation. Number two. والله لا أحبك, والله لا أحبك. Why will you not be allowed to put the noon of توكيد here? لكونه للحال. Because it's to do with now. It's not to do with the future. والله لا أحبك, والله I love you. Meaning now. It's nothing to do with the future. Number three. والله لإلى المدير أشكوك, والله لإلى المدير أشكوك, والله to the مدير, the principal, I will complain about you. والله لإلى المدير أشكوك. Here also, we cannot have the noon of توكيد. Why? Because that lam is not joined to the verb. It's not joined to the verb. Wallahi la ila. It came earlier. So it's broken. It's not متصل with the verb. لِكَوْنِهِ مَفْصُولًا مِنْ لَامْ الْجَوَابِ. Excellent. Now they give us an exercise. أَسْتَخْرِجْ مِنَ الدَّرْسْ مَا وَرَدَ فِيهِ مِنْ أَمْثِلَةِ توكيد الْفِعْلِ بِالنُّونِ. So go through the exercise and pull out all of the examples of the noon of توكيد, and then also whether it was an obligation to have the noon of توكيد or whether it was something which was allowed. جميل. So if we have to look through the passage, we find there, هل تفتحن, هل تفتحن, هل تفتحن, and is this wajib or is this permissible? This one is permissible, that it is permissible to have that noon of توكيد here. This is فعل طلبي, فعل طلبي. And then there's also لا تفتحن, لا تفتحن, do not open. لا تفتحن, do not open. Here also having that noon of توكيد is permissible. This is فعل طلبي, فعل طلبي. هل لا تنظفن, هل لا تنظفن, why don't you clean. هل لا تنظفن, تنظفن. Here also permissible because this is another فعل طلبي. جميل. What else do we find in the passage? فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ, 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 the teacher says. فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ, listen, listen carefully, listen, جيد. فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ, here also allowed, يجوز, because it's فعل طلبي. Then there's a few qasams. والله لأدعوان, والله لأدعوان, والله I will call, I will do دعوة, والله لأدعوان. Here it's a must. يجب توكيده. Why? Because it's the جواب of قسم. It's the جواب of قسم. والله لأدعوان, والله لأدعوان. Then والله لأنشرن. Same thing, that it is a must. Why? Because it is جواب قسم. جواب قسم. والله لنحاربن, والله we will wage war, we will fight against. والله لنحاربن, والله لنحاربن. Here also it is wajib to have the noon of توكيد because this is a جواب of قسم. What else? What else? يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we find there. ولا تحسبن, the verse of the Quran. ولا تحسبن, تحسبن, تحسبن. This is permissible. فعل طلبي. Then the other verse. ولا ينصرن, ولا ينصرن, ولا ينصرن. ولا ينصرن, and will assist. This is a must. One must have the noon of tawkid here because it's the jawab of qasam. Jawab of qasam. Then the other verse, imma yablughanna. We covered this. Imma yablughanna. Imma yablughanna. This is qarib min al wajib. It's qarib min al wajib. It's close to being like an obligation because you have it coming after the imma, which is shartiyya, the conditional imma, the conditional imma, like we found in number 3 in the exercises. Then the next one we find is what? Fala tazunnanna, fala tazunnanna, fala tazunnanna. Permissible here. And fa'anzilan, fa'anzilan in the lines of poetry, fa'anzilan. Here also permissible to have the noon of tawkid, and that's the light noon of tawkid. Fa'anzilan, fa'anzilan, the light type of noon of tawkid. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 2 there. Tamreen shafawi, oral exercise. يقول طالب لآخر, a student says to another, لا تفعل كذا, do not do this. فيرد عليه قائلا, and then his friend will respond to him saying, والله لأفعلن كذا, والله I will do this. So one says, لا تفعل كذا, whatever it might be. The other one says, والله لأفعلن كذا, با. ثم يقول افعل كذا. One says, do such and such. افعل كذا, do such and such. And then his friend responds, والله لا أفعل كذا, والله لا أفعل كذا, والله I will not do such and such. And they give us examples here. So one would say, لا تجلس هنا. And the other guy says, والله لأجلسن هنا, والله I will sit here, والله لأجلسن هنا, والله لأجلسن هنا. The other, اجلس هنا, sit here. And the guy responds, والله لأجلس هنا, والله لأجلس هنا, والله I will not sit here. جميل. Exercise number 3, اجعل الفعل في كل جملة مما يأتي جوابا للقسم وغير ما يلزم. And so change all of the sentences, add to them, and make them rather into the jawab of qasam, and change whatever requires changing. So they state, أجتهد من الأسبوع القادم. أجتهد, I will study hard, I will work hard, من الأسبوع القادم, from next week. أجتهد من الأسبوع القادم. أجتهد من الأسبوع القادم. And so add the noon of توكيد, لأجتهدن. لأجتهدن, no doubt about it, emphasis, لأجتهدن من الأسبوع القادم, لأجتهدن من الأسبوع القادم. The next one, نزورك غدا, نزورك غدا, we will visit you tomorrow, نزورك غدا. Add the noon of توكيد, لنزورنك غدا, لنزورنك غدا, لنزورنك غدا. We're making it the jawab of qasam, and we're also adding the noon of tawkid. لَنَزُورَنَّكَ غَدًا, لَنَزُورَنَّكَ غَدًا. جميل. The next one, أَكْرَهُ, I dislike. أَكْرَهُ التَّنَابُزَ بِالْأَلْقَابِ. أَكْرَهُ التَّنَابُزَ بِالْأَلْقَابِ. I dislike calling people by like bad nicknames. I dislike throwing these bad nicknames and slander words around. أَكْرَهُ التَّنَابُزَ بِالْأَلْقَابِ. جميل. Make it a jawab of qasam and adjust it as per required. We would change it to لأكرهُ, لأكرهُ التنابز بالألقاب, لأكرهُ, لأكرهُ, لأكرهُ التنابز بالألقاب. There's no noon of توكيد that's added in that sentence. Number 5, أعلم أهل بلدي, أعلم أهل بلدي اللغة العربية. I will teach the Arabic language to the people of my land. بعد التخرج, after graduation. بعد التخرج, تخرج, graduation. So here, how would we adjust it? لأعلمن, لأعلمن, لأعلمن أهل بلدي اللغة العربية بعد التخرج. So لأعلمن, لأعلمن, emphasis, I will teach Then the next one, سوف أعطيك كتابا مفيدا. سوف أعطيك كتابا مفيدا. I will give you a beneficial book. لسوف أعطيك. لسوف أعطيك كتابا مفيدا. لسوف أعطيك كتابا مفيدا. No noon of توكيد added on. لسوف أعطيك كتابا مفيدا. جميل. The next one, أظنه صوابا. أظنه صوابا. أظنه صوابا. I think it is correct. لأظنه صوابا. لأظنه صوابا. لأظنه صوابا. لأظنه صوابا. جميل. And the last one there, we find لا يغفر الله الشرك. لا يغفر الله الشرك. There's no change. لا يغفر الله الشرك. لا يغفر الله الشرك. جميل. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 4. Provide the مضارع, the أمر, for the following verbs. They give us نشر. نشر. ينشر. أنشر. نشر ينشر. أنشر. نشر ينشر. أنشر. أنشر means to spread. حارب يحارب. حارب. حارب يحارب. حارب. حارب. You are ordering somebody to like fight or wage war. The third one, جادل يجادل. جادل, to debate, to argue. جادل يجادل. جادل. جادل, debate, argue. جادل. جادل يجادل. جادل. The next one, بغى. بغى يبغي. بغى means that he transgressed the bounds. He went beyond the limits. بغى يبغي. إبغي. 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 بغى يبغي. إبغي. إبغي. And the last one, نهر ينهر. إنهر. نهر ينهر. إنهر. نهر ينهر. إنهر. Nahara means like he yelled at somebody, he rebuked somebody, he reprimanded somebody. Jayid. Nahara yanharu inhar. Nahara yanharu inhar. Excellent, mashallah. Then they state, ponder over the following. Uff. Uff is ism fi'il mudari' bima'na atadajjaru. 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 This is like a word that you use when you are fed up. Uff. Uff. When you are fed up with something. Don't mention that. Don't say that to your parents. Allahu musta'an. Then they state, bal ahya'un. Bal ahya'un. But rather alive. This, بل هم أحياء. بل هم أحياء. But rather they are alive. إذا جاءت بل قبل الجملة, if it comes before the sentence, فهي حرف ابتداء. It's the حرف of like introducing something. ابتداء. وتفيد الإضراب. والإضراب إما إبطالي كما في هذه الآية. It is used for like when somebody says بل أحياءٌ, to the contrary, to the contrary. This is like digression or change of a subject. And this change of a subject could be that it is like cancellation of what was mentioned previously. You're cancelling what was mentioned previously. Or rather it's انتقال. انتقال, you're moving on to another topic, another subject. والإضراب, إضراب meaning like digression. إما إبطالي, cancelling what came before, like in this verse of the Quran, بل أحياء, but rather they are alive, they're not dead, rather they are alive. وإما إنتقالي, or rather it is a change of the subject, كما في قوله تعالى, like in the Noble Quran, بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا. But rather you put forward. But rather you prefer. You give preference to the life of this dunya. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا. الله مستعان. الله مستعان. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. With that we have completed lesson number 33. And we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We covered matters pertaining to the noon of Tawkeed. We had the heavy noon of Tawkeed. And we also had the light noon of Tawkeed. Walhamdulillah. بإذن الله تعالى, we will read through the passage related to exercise number 34, inshallah. And so, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let's begin with exercise number 34. Let's read through the passage, inshallah. Bismillah. المدرس بعد التحية, after greeting. بعد التحية. أين William? Where's William? Remember, William is a diptote. ممنوع من الصرف. مَمْنُوعٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ. In this lesson, that's what we are covering. We are covering the مَمْنُوعٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ inshallah. Just like how the last lesson in book 1 was dealing with مَمْنُوعٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ, well, the last lesson in book 3 dealing with the same topic. So Marwan, and Marwan is also a dipthote. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. المدرس كيف حال جورج اليوم؟ جورج اليوم كيف حال جورج اليوم؟ سي جورج. This is not a mamnu'un min as-sarf. It's not a diptote. Why? We'll discuss later. كيف حال جورج اليوم؟ كانت به حمى. He had a fever. حمى. He had a fever. Bilal says, and see, Bilalun, Bilalun, not a diptote. هُوَ الْيَوْمَ أَحْسَنُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. He is better today. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. الْمُدَرِّسُ هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرُ طَلْحَةَ. هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرُ طَلْحَةَ. طَلْحَةَ, طَلْحَة is a diptote. Why? Because it has a ta. It's similar to a female name, similar to Sumayya and Fatima. هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرُ طَلْحَةَ. Remember, so we can have طَلْحَةُ, طَلْحَةَ and طَلْحَةَ. We can have بِلَالٌ, بِلَالًا and بِلَالٍ. It's not a diptote. مُحَمَّدٌ, مُحَمَّدًا, مُحَمَّدٍ. But all diptotes, example, مَرْيَمُ, مَرْيَمَا, مَرْيَمَا. مَرْيَمُ, مَرْيَمَا, مَرْيَمَا. We can't have مَرْيَمِي. We can't have عَائِشَتِي. We'll have عَائِشَتُ, عَائِشَتَا and عَائِشَتَا again. We can never have فَاطِمَةٌ or Uthmanun, or Marwanun, etc. They are allergic to Tanween, and they are also allergic to being in the clear majrur form. Jamil. So again, هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرُ طَلْحَةَ وَيَزِيدَ وَعُمَرَ وَمَعْدِي كَرِبَ وَمَعْدِي كَرِبَ. Strange names. أَيْنَ هُمْ, where are they? هَا نَحْنُ أولائي. يا أستاذ, here we are, oh أستاذ. المدرس states, تكتبون في دفاتركم أشياء لا صلة لها بالدرس. You people are writing in your notebooks stuff that has no relation to our lesson. Again, تكتبون, you people are writing, في دفاتركم, in your notebooks, أشياء, stuff, لا صلة, which have no relationship, no connection, لها, بالدرس, بالدرس, that it does not have any connection with the lesson. So معدي يكرب, he says, نسمع من علماء مسائل شرعية أو نحوية فنكتبها في هذه الدفاتر. نسمع من علماء مسائل. We here we listen from the علماء. مسائل شرعية, that matters related to the Sharia. أو نحوية, or grammatical issues. فنكتبها, and so we write it, في هذه الدفاتر, and so we write it in these notebooks. المدرس says, الأحسن أن تخصصوا لهذه المسائل دفاتر مستقلة. It is better that you have a separate notebook for these مسائل, for these issues. Again, الأحسن أن تخصصوا. It is better that you specify, you have a special, لهذه المسائل, for these مسائل, these issues, دفاتر مستقلة, a separate notebook. اقرأ الدرس يا مروان. Read the lesson, O مروان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربا. وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربا. And when it is said to them, فاعدلوا, be just, ولو كان ذا قربا, even if it is with regards to close family, close relatives, be just in all matters, even though it's your close family members. وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربا. ذا قربا, those who are close to you. Even though it might be those who are close to you, you live up to justice. And if it means that they were in the wrong, then you judge against them. فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا فرجع موسى موسى returned إلى قومه to his people غضبان in a state of anger أسفا أسفا غضبان أسفا. Musa alayhi salam returned to his people in a state of anger and aggrieved. The third one, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى, and if you feel that you are not going to be just with the orphans, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ, then marry whomsoever your heart desires, whomsoever you want. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, from women, مَثْنَى 2 وَثُلَاثَ or 3 وَرُبَاعَ or 4, and the verse continues, if you fear the matter of not being able to be just, then marry one. So that's the verse in Surah An-Nisa. So what does this verse mean? What's the whole discussion about the orphan, etc.? Well, it means that if you are looking after these orphans, you have one orphan that you are looking after, it's a female orphan, and she's now at the age of 15, 16, 17, maybe getting married to her, but then you feel maybe if I marry her because she's under my care, I might not be as just towards her than I would be if it was another strange woman out there. That maybe the mahar amount that I give to her is going to be less because I look after her, she was brought up in my house, etc., etc. And so, don't marry her, marry other women out there. So the verse means that if you fear that you will not do justice to the orphans, then marry other women besides the orphan that you brought up. Marry other women out there, whomsoever your heart desires. 2, 3, 4. And if you fear the matter of justice, you're not going to be able to do justice, then marry one. And this is found in Surah An-Nisa. Walhamdulillah. The next line, Ya Ustadhu, Kam ma'nan li in. How many meanings are there for in? The Mudarris says, Ta'ti in li ma'anin. In has many meanings. Minha ash-shartu, from amongst them, that it is a condition. Kama fi qawlihi ta'ala, wa in khiftum, if you fear, if you fear. Wa minha an-nafyu. And it also can mean negation, like in the Tanzil, in the revelation. In hada illa qawlul bashar. In hada illa qawlul bashar. In hada illa qawlul bashar. That this is nothing but the statement of man. This is nothing but the statements of man. Allahu musta'an. وَتَأْتِي مُخَفَّفَةً, and it comes in a lighter version. مِنْ إِنَّ كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and another meaning with regards to it is that it is a lighter version of إِنَّ. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, and indeed before this you are from amongst those who were negligent, you are from amongst those who didn't know about this matter. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, you were in a state of ghafla with regards to this matter. وَإِنَّكَ كُنْتَ, that indeed you were. Talha says, مَا مَعْنَى قَوْسِ قُزَحَ, قَوْسِ قُزَحَ. What does قَوْسِ قُزَحَ mean, Ya Ustad? The Mudarris says, هُوَ قَوْسٌ مِن نُورٍ يَظْهَرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ تَرَى فِيهِ أَلْوَانَ الطَّيْفِ مُتَتَابِعَةً. هُوَ قَوْسٌ, this is a قَوْس. What's a قَوْس? A bow, a rainbow. We're talking about a rainbow. هُوَ قَوْسٌ, a bow. مِن نُورٍ, of light. يَظْهَرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ, it appears in the sky. تَرَى فِيهِ أَلْوَانَ الطَّيْفِ, you see in it the colors of the spectrum. مُتَتَابِعَةً, continuously. Again, مَا مَعْنَى قَوْسِ قُزَحَ يَا أُسْتَاذُ. هُوَ قَوْسٌ, what's a rainbow? هُوَ قَوْسٌ مِن نُورٍ يَظْهَرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ تَرَى فِيهِ أَلْوَانَ الطَّيْفِ مُتَتَابِعَةً. Nuh says, مَا مَعْنَى زُحَل, what does زُحَل mean, يا أُسْتَاذ؟ هُوَ أَحَدُ الْكَوَاكِبِ, هُوَ أَحَدُ الْكَوَاكِبِ, it's one of the planets. زُحَل, one of the planets. Which planet? It is Saturn. Saturn. S-A-T-U-R-N. ما معنى زحلاء يا أستاذ؟ هو أحد الكواكب يدخل شاب. A youngster enters. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أنا طالب جديد من أفغانستان. من أفغانستان. Diptote. واسمي شاه. واسمي شاه. My name is شاه. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. من أي مدينة؟ من أي مدينة؟ From which city؟ من أي مدينة؟ من مدن أفغانستان. من مدن أفغانستان أنت. Which city from the cities of Afghanistan are you from? Again, من أي مدينة؟ من مدن أفغانستان أنت. He says, أنا من بلخ يا أستاذ. I'm from بلخ. أنا من بلخ يا أستاذ. يدخل المراقب ويسلم. أفي الفصل كراسي ومكاتب كافية. Do you people have enough of tables and chairs? أفي الفصل كراسي ومكاتب كافية. Suffices you people enough? Do you have enough of chairs and desks? المدرس لا نحتاج إلى ثلاثة مكاتب أخرى. We require 3 more desks. نحتاج, we require, we are in need. إلى ثلاثة مكاتب, 3 desks. أخرى, more. Others. Besides these, we require 3 more, 3 others. Then the مراقب, he says, يسأل المدير. يسأل المدير. The principal's asking عن ويليام. About William. William Diptote. يسأل المدير عن ويليام. The مدرس says, قل له, say to him, say to the principal, إنه, that indeed he is, من أحسن طلاب الفصل, from the best of the students in the classroom, أدبا وعلما, in terms of what? In terms of his adab, in terms of his manners, etiquettes, his respect, وعلما, and also in knowledge. يسمع رنين الجرس, the bell is heard ringing. نذهب, نذهب الآن إلى معمل اللغة. نذهب الآن إلى معمل اللغة. To the Arabic lab. To the language lab. The Arabic lab. معمل, the lab. أخرجوا بهدوء. Leave quietly. أخرجوا بهدوء. Leave quietly. وامشوا مثنى مثنى. And walk in twos. Walk in pairs. مثنى مثنى. Two two. وامشوا مثنى مثنى. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We will stop our lesson here بإذن الله تعالى and continue in our next مجلس بإذن الله, بإذن الله تعالى. But before ending off, we must cover a prophetic hadith inshallah from the 40 hadith, from the 40 hadith. لتعليم اللغة العربية, in teaching the Arabic language. والتربية النبوية, والتربية النبوية. These 40 ahadith relate to teaching the Arabic language and also the prophetic manners and etiquettes بإذنالله, بإذنالله تعالى. We are on hadith number 12 inshallah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة في مسجدي هذا. صلاة, a prayer. في مسجدي هذا, in this masjid, in my masjid, this one. مسجدي, my masjid. هذا, this one. خير, is better. من ألف صلاة, is better than 1,000 prayers. فيما سواه, in any place besides it. إلا المسجد الحرام, except Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So a prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi is better than 1,000 prayers anywhere else except Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah, because there it's equal to 100,000 or more. Walhamdulillah. Yalla, bismillah. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So let's see. Salatun. ما معنى صلاة؟ أي صلاة واحدة, one prayer, one salah that we are familiar with. One prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi is better than 1,000 prayers anywhere else except Masjid al-Haram. What does Masjidi هذا mean? Masjidi هذا يعني المسجد النبوي, مسجد النبوي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's masjid. What's meant by when he said Masjidi? Meaning his masjid, the Prophet's masjid صلى الله عليه وسلم. What does فيما سواه mean? في غيره, in anywhere else besides it. فيما سواه يعني في غيره, in any other place. Salah in this masjid is better than 1,000 prayers. فيما سواه, than any other place. المسجد الحرام, مسجد الحرام الذي بمكة, that which is in مكة المكرمة. صلاة فيه, salah in it, أفضل من مئة صلاة في المسجد النبوي. So the comparison between Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Haram is that a prayer in Masjid al-Haram, it is better than 100 prayers in Masjid al-Nabawi. What is meant by Masjidi هذا? هذا Masjidi hada, this hada here is what we call a na'at. This hada here, hada, this is a na'at describing word masjidi hada. The hada is describing that masjid. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said these words, he was there in that masjid, or he was pointing to his masjid. Examples of this type of sentence: خذ دفترك هذا, خذ دفترك هذا, take your notebook, this one. خذ دفترك هذا, take your notebook, this one. ماذا في حقيبتك هذه, ماذا في حقيبتك هذه, what's in your bag, this one, what's in your bag, bag, maybe he has many bags, ماذا في حقيبتك هذه, هذه, this one here, أين يدرس ابنك هذا, he's got five sons there, أين يدرس ابنك هذا, where does your son, this one, study, جميل ما شاء الله. Answer the following questions. ما المراد بمسجدي هذا? When the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said مسجدي هذا, what did he mean? مسجد النبوي. مسجد النبوي. جميل. أين المسجد النبوي? في المدينة المنورة. مسجد النبوي is where? في المدينة المنورة. ما شاء الله. أين المسجد الحرام? أين المسجد الحرام? أين المسجد الحرام? في مكة. في مكة المكرمة. في مكة المكرمة. جميل. صحيح أم خطأ? Are these sentences true or false? Let's see. صلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من ألف صلاة فيما سواه. صلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من ألف صلاة فيما سواه. Is that totally correct? No, because it's not better than 1,000 prayers completely, totally, but rather better than 1,000 prayers anywhere else except Masjid al-Haram. Number two. So that sentence is خطأ. Number two. صلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. صحيح ما شاء الله. Number three. صلاة في المسجد الحرام. صلاة في المسجد الحرام أفضل من الصلاة في المسجد النبوي. صحيح. صلاة in مكة is better than صلاة in مسجد النبوي. Number four. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من الصلاة في المسجد الحرام. خطأ. Incorrect. جيد. Complete the following sentences. Fill in the blanks. صلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من ألف صلاة. ألف صلاة, then 1,000 prayers. من ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. إلا المسجد الحرام, except Masjid al-Haram, which we recently learned, exceptions. إلا المسجد الحرام. ما شاء الله. Number two. صلاة في المسجد الحرام أفضل من something صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد النبوي. صلاة في المسجد الحرام أفضل من مئة ألف صلاة, then 100,000 prayers. صلاة في المسجد الحرام أفضل من مئة ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد النبوي. that Salah in Makkah al-Mukarramah is better than 100,000 prayers anywhere else except Masjid al-Nabawi. Because Masjid al-Nabawi, it's only in relation to Masjid al-Nabawi, Makkah is 100 times better. Jameel. Salatun fil Masjid al-Harami afdalu min 100 salatin fil Masjid al-Nabawi. Correct. Salatun fil Masjid al-Harami, a prayer in Masjid al-Haram is better, afdalu min, is better than 100 salatin. It is better than 100 prayers. Prayer in Mecca is better than the prayer in Medina by 100 prayers. Jameel, mashallah. Then they ask us, اذكر حديثا في فضل المسجد النبوي الشريف. Mention a hadith which talks about the virtue of Masjid al-Nabawi. It's obviously the hadith that we had discussed. Who is the sahabi who narrates this hadith? Then it is none other than Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. ما معنى فيما سواه؟ فيما سواه؟ فيما سواه means في غيره, في غيره, في غيره. Provide an example of the ism ishara waqa'a na'tan. So hadha coming as a na'at, coming as an adjective, coming as an adjective. So for example, we say to somebody, khudh qalamaka hadha, khudh qalamaka hadha. Take your pen, this one, take this pen of yours, right? Take this pen of yours. And lastly, imla al-faragh fima ya'ti bima'dudin wadbithu bishakl. Complete the sentence with the appropriate ma'dud. Indi alfu dinarin. Indi alfu dinarin. I have 1,000 dinars. Indi alfu dolarin. I have $1,000. Indi alfu dinarin. Alfu dirhamin. Indi alfu dinarin. MashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. And take note. Alfu dinar. Dinar is in the singular form. Alfu dinarin. Alfu dolarin. Jameel. MashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, would that we come to the end of this majlis? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our teaching, our learning, our studying. Record all of this in our scales of good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Allah musta'an. Until we meet again, barakallahu fikum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.